Every matrix sees revenue and EBITDA surge in Q3. Every matrix has published its financial results for Q3 2023, showing growth across its various business segments. The company reported net revenue of 27 million euros, a significant 62% increase compared to the same period last year. The company's overall revenue soared by 79% to 60 million euros year over year. Earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, EBITDA, were reported at 14 million euros, a 113% surge from the previous year. Despite these gains, there was a slight 9% EBITDA decrease from the preceding quarter, which was attributed to negative foreign exchange influences and variability in the margins of sports trading. New partnerships boost global presence. Every Matrix secured a key contract with Bet Parks to deliver content aggregation across several US states, including offering Evolution's live dealer games, among other products. The company also launched its comprehensive platform and sportsbook in partnership with Hungary's National Lottery, Szerencséjáték ZRT, and introduced its full solution into the tightly controlled German market through Bet at Home. Setting a new industry benchmark, Every Matrix obtained the WLA Safer Gambling certification, making it the first iGaming provider to do so. It also engaged in a share buyback program, repurchasing 5% of its outstanding shares. Casino leads the way. Breaking down Q3's figures, the company's casino segment brought in 13.3 million euros, while the sports segment contributed 6.3 million euros to the net revenue, marking a 29% rise year over year. The platform segment also saw growth, netting 6.3 million euros, an 87% increase over Q2 2022. Every Matrix ended Q2 2023 with 34 million euros in cash reserves, marking a significant increase from 19.3 million euros in Q1 2023. This year, the company has been broadening its reach in the iGaming market, with notable moves including the acquisition of DeepCI and the launch of its lottery engine in Malta. Every Matrix also strengthened its regulatory position with a new B2B software license in the Isle of Man.